mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I'm back. I'm back in Austin, out in the City of Angels this weekend over the last 2 days, and very important business in the fight against the New World Order that someday in the future you'll get to hear about. It's very exciting, but maybe sooner than later, who knows. But Paul Watson riding shotgun with us for another 5 minutes, a few of the news items from London, from England, and globally. And then we got Daniel Estalon joining us from Spain, talking about Bilderberg Group. I got a lot of other news we'll be covering. Paul, there's a lot of other issues. Let me get your take on how we knew it was Bush that ordered the leak to burn Valerie Plame to go after Wilson, the ambassador, on the yellow cake uranium situation, because he wouldn't lie for him. And then they get caught, and they go, okay, well, we're just allowed to. And there's no discussion in the media about how they lied about this before. And then, meanwhile, Cheney's getting booed at baseball games. Talk about several of those issues. I'd like to get your take on it.
Well, yeah, the Cheney getting booed one. I've got a weakness for going to football matches twice a month. And I know what a boo sounds like and what a cheer sounds like. For a start, Bush, Cheney, when they throw these pitches at these baseball games, they never walk out on the field on their own. Because if they did, it would be 100% boos, basically. Cheney walked out with three injured U.S. servicemen, and yet, go watch the video, I make it 80% boos to 20% cheers, which is, you know, matches his own approval rating.
And by the way, think about that. They always have the most popular baseball players with them, or they have some guy in a wheelchair, and it still is backfiring on them.
Yeah, and my take on it was the media response. Reuters, cheers, boos as Cheney opens baseball game, with cheers before boos and capitalized, suggesting that he got more cheers than boos when it was the opposite way around. So the Washington Post was even worse, because they suggested that the boos were a result of the fact that he threw a bad pitch, which bounced before the guy caught it, which is outright lying, because he was getting booed as he walked onto the field, which the video clearly shows. And so
by the way, that's a top story. I should have told you to get that, Scott. It's at the top of PrisonPlanet.com. You go grab that audio for us. Thank you. Sorry, go ahead, Paul.
Yeah, so I expanded it into this journalistic code of ethics whereby everything has to be balanced. So they have to say he got cheers as well when it was, you know, 80% to 20%. So they totally missed the target intentionally. And the Washington Post outright lies, but don't get picked up on it, and there won't be a retraction. But we, the alternative bloggers, if you want to call us that, if we make one little faux pas, then we get emails saying we're charlatans. So I expanded it into a thing which is why it's called the credibility of the dissenting viewpoint, because if you're in the alternative media, you're kind of held to a higher standard, because you have to prepare yourself for the backlash of people who believe in the dominant paradigm.
But that's good. That's good, because what doesn't kill us only makes us stronger.
Yeah, which is why you'll notice alternative bloggers laboriously source everything they say with hyperlinks to mainstream news sources. Mainstream news and commentary pieces don't do that. So because we're held to such a higher standard, we have to be more careful that everything's proven and documented, which is why the dissenting viewpoint is always more credible, which is kind of the subject of a new book by Michael Parenti that's coming out. So I just expanded it into that in the article.
Well done. You know, they have that little song, You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown. You're a good man, Paul Watson. La la la. Hey, I appreciate all your I appreciate all your hard work, Paul. And I want to get you to check in with us before this week ends again. I like these little 30-minute info bombs that you drop on us, and I appreciate your hard work. I appreciate the whole crew. And say hi to your brother for me. And we'll be talking to you real soon, Paul. I hope people will go over to PrisonPlanet.tv, because we're closing the special in just a couple hours. So, vaya con Dios, Waddy. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today, and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139. Hello folks, Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91, or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 and protect your family. Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Daniel Escalon joining us from Spain will be with us at the bottom of the hour. Then we'll cover more news and open the phones up. Toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. He's a prolific writer. He's written one best-selling book over in Spain, and he's about to come out with another one. And as soon as it's available here, I want to carry it. And he's been covering Bilderberg for a lot of big newspapers around the world. And he's broken a lot of key information on the Bilderberg group. So, Mr. Escalon, thank you so much for coming on with us.
Thanks for having me again, Alex. And good day to all your listeners around the world.
You bet. Tell for people that don't know, tell us about yourself, any websites, your books. And then tell people that who don't know, or those who don't really have a good understanding of it, what the Bilderberg Group is, why it's important, some of the things you've learned there. And then I want to get into what's coming up this year, where you think it's going to be held. It's always a big deal to find out where it's held and what you may have learned maybe on the agenda this year.
Okay. I've been covering the Bilderbergers for the last 13 years. It's actually not 14 years. And I'm a Russian-born Canadian citizen who has been living in Spain for the past 12 years. As I told you last year, I felt with all the investigative stuff I've been doing for so long, I'm safer in Europe as I was in the United States and in Canada, where the CIA and the RCMP had a pretty good shot at me. I've been covering the Bilderbergers with Jim Tucker for many years. Jim Tucker, of course, of the American Free Press. And last year I released in Spain with Planeta, which is Spain's biggest publishing group and the seventh largest publishing empire in the world. What you said is the best-selling book on the Bilderberger Club, which is now has gone into the eighth printing, and the rights have been sold to 24 countries and 14 languages.
OK, Can I get it in English now? Because I want to carry it.
Well, we're working on the American and British rights, and we're negotiating with several publishers. We don't have anything I could report on today, but hopefully over the next couple of months we'll get a deal closed.
Which, by the way, would be the biggest market for it, but it shows the control that it's a bestseller all over the place, but you can't get it here.
Well, it's a funny thing because in Portugal, the book actually was banned by the Portuguese government, which is run by people like Balcerao, who is one of the key Bilderbergers, of course, and although he's not officially in power, he runs the country from behind the scenes, and they directly threatened the publisher, which is the third biggest publisher in Portugal, not to release the book. They did release it. They banned it, but because of the grassroots support and the grassroots help from the people in Portugal, the publisher had no choice but to put the book back on the market, and as a result, it's now in the second edition. So we are winning very, very important battles from around the world.
But I don't want to just glaze over this, folks. This is mainstream news. This has been written about. Imagine governments banning books for just reporting on 125 elitists meeting and openly calling for our enslavement. I mean, this is how dangerous our information is to these people. Please continue, Daniel.
That's right. That's what the Bilderbergers do. Needless to say, they don't want a lot of the stuff revealed. And in the second book, which will be coming out in September, I talk about the Kosovo War, the reasons for war, which obviously has to do with the drug trade, which is the nefarious business, and the business that makes more money than any other business in the world.
And they no doubt killed Slobodan Milosevic a few weeks ago.
They definitely didn't do enough to save his life. I've confirmed that through the Russian sources. I have an Spanish in the Russian embassy in Spain. I'll also be talking about what happened in Russia in 1998, how they tried to destroy Russia through the conduit, the International Monetary Fund. I will go over the war in Afghanistan. There's a section on the Beatles, and I'll explain how the Beatles, the top 40 radio, the MTV, all that forms part of the Bilderberg conspiracy to destroy the psyche of the human being. And there's a few other surprises along the way as well.
What's your whole view on how the government is fomenting all these demonstrations and, in some cases, many riots with the illegal aliens rampaging all over the United States? I mean, I know you're over in Spain, but have you been watching that from afar, and do you have a view on it?
Well, I have, and as a matter of fact, you and I talked about it last year, the whole idea behind it. We talked about the Patriot Movement in the United States, and you're seeing the same thing going on in Spain. As a matter of fact, something that I predicted last year, unfortunately, 94% of all my predictions over the years have come true. I really do mean unfortunately, because I would like to be wrong on all the counts, but unfortunately I'm not. And one of the things I predicted last year was the idea behind the illegal immigrants. We need to get all these people from Africa, from Asia, and of course from Eastern Europe into Spain, France, etc., to dilute the population of the country for the purposes of destroying the Constitution. And a couple of weeks ago, the mayor of the province of Madrid, which would be like the governor of one of the United States, came out and publicly said that, you know, she believes that it was necessary for the illegal immigrants to be able to vote in national elections. And it just happened that her name is Esperanza Aguirre, and she was one of the Bilderbergers. She was invited to two of the Bilderberg meetings over the last few years. She obviously understands the agenda behind it, and what is going on in the United States with the illegal immigrants is, of course, part of the problems. And the Bilderbergers, the American Bilderbergers, are very worried about, they were worried about the Patriot Movement last year, because they showed how easy it was to stop the inflow of illegal immigrants if actually a few good men and women put their minds to it.
That's right. In fact, I'd forgotten about that, but a transcript and the audio of last year's interview, we have you on at least once a year, is up there. And you said that, and Tucker said he got this too, they're very upset about the Truth Movement, or what they call the Patriots. They're very upset about how they're actually talking about the Minutemen at Bilderberg, folks, about how we're standing up, because for globalism, they've got to bring down national sovereignty and get groups inside the countries fighting with each other for divide and conquer. And now that is happening.
Well, they need to destroy, I think, the synarchist Nazi communist movement, which is what these people are. Their objective has always been very, very clear. They need to destroy, before they can actually go up against the rest of the world, they need to destroy the United States as the nation of what it stood for in, through the 1789 Constitution.
What do you want to say to the useful idiot pawns, the tens of millions, it's really 25 million folks, illegal aliens running around saying that they're bringing America down and then the media covers up for them? What do you want to say to those pawns who think they're going to get something out of this?
Well, I don't really understand how, you know, why these people are having such a hard time getting their brains around this whole thing. Of course, in the United States, half of the population is literally brain dead, which is the only way you can explain that these people are supporting the correctness, degenerate running the White House, and that sack of known as his vice president by the name of Cheney, who of course is an idiot. His wife Lini.
Hey, Mr. Islan, I know in Spain and in England you guys can talk like that. We can't do that here. So.
You can't do that in the United States.
I know in Europe they're not hung up on stuff like that, but we can't do that here. Listen, I understand you're upset, but and so you've been researching really hard. Where do you think Bilderberg is going to be this year? I mean, I know it may be in the U.S., or do you think it's going to be in Europe? And what do you think will be on the agenda?
Well, I have a very, very good idea where these guys are going to be holding the 2006 meeting. I prefer not to reveal it right now because what they have done for the first time, and again, last year, the my Bilderberg report, which is a very extensive report, extensively covered in many newspapers around the world, did a lot of damage to these people because it was the first time that so much information has actually come out. So what they've done this year is they've booked three hotels and they blocked off three dates for each of the hotels, so that's nine possible dates. I have a pretty good idea. As a matter of fact, I think where they're going to be having it and exactly what days, but I prefer to keep it secret for now and keep them guessing lest they wish to change the dates on us at the last minute, and I prefer for them not to do that and for them keep guessing whether we actually know what we're talking about or we're just coming off as if we knew the actual dates. So I will let you know.
I believe you. Thank you so much. Because a lot goes into finding out where it's going to be, and they go to greater and greater lengths now to hide where they're going to be meeting. I mean, understand, folks, the Washington Post is always represented there, and they've written editorials, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, saying Bilderberg doesn't exist, and the person writing the articles has been there. I mean, that's why do they want to keep this so secret, Daniel?
Well, the BBC documentary, I don't know if you saw it or not, last year, shortly after my Bilderberg report came out, the BBC, which, of course, is owned by the British government, which, of course, Blair and company are Bilderbergers, they had to come out, they would force their hand, and they had to come out and do a three-part radio documentary on secret societies, and they had people like Etienne Davignon, who is the president of the Bilderbergers and Kissinger, and a few others come out and say, oh, these guys are insane, they're crazy, they're just conspiracy theorists. We're not conspiracy theorists, we don't deal in conspiracy theories, we deal in conspiracy facts, and the facts are undeniable that these people meet once a year during the course of 3-4 days to discuss and plan the agenda for that eventually somehow over the next year, 6 months, a couple of years, come to the fore, and all this stuff is being planned very proactively at Bilderberg meetings.
What about these degenerates plan sack of maggots, is what I call them. Sure. What about that's mean to maggots, I'm sorry, sack of demons. What do you think about what they're planning to do with Iran? I mean, there's certainly all the documents we're getting is they do plan to hit them. What's your view on that? Is there a split in Bilderberg?
Well, do you remember, again, from my last year Bilderberg report, I said that they actually had the date set and the whole thing was approved, and they're actually discussing it in great detail at the Bilderberg meeting. The only thing that saved Iran from being attacked last year, well, everything, the forces of Katrina and Rita and the untimely illness of Sharon. Now, I do mean untimely. I mean, Sharon is a criminal, and in conferences around Europe and around Spain when I say this, quite a few people raise their eyebrows saying, are you pro-Sharon? No, I'm not. But Sharon, he's a general. I mean, he's an assassin, but he's also a general. And he knows what he's facing if he actually goes, if he actually went up against Iran. And he's no fool. With Sharon out of the picture, these people, the United States, were the chicken hawks. They really do not understand what they're going up against. And I am getting excellent intelligence on Iran. Have you read a book by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, a novel called Chronicle of a Death Foretold?
Yes.
It's a book for your listeners, for the audience. It's a book where virtually everyone in the small town of this man, the character by the name of Santiago Nassar, is going to be murdered, and yet nobody can or will do anything to prevent it, and the murder is motivated and inexorable. Yet no one quite knows why this man, which is a really rich young man, must die. And I think there's a very similar feeling of even inevitability about Bush's desire to go to war with Iran. We have to do a commercial.
Yes, a final segment with Daniel Estulon on the other side. And that's it. I mean, it's just inexorable. They just continually move towards the attack, the plan of attack, the strike, because they need to widen the global crisis so they can be our saviors and grandstand, and we'll cuddle up next to them during the crises.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Did you know that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the country today is that it is now possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star Wars technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. That's 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com. Or call LaseMed at 702-953-0267 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful Black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as atrazine, benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey purification elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Collision. A confrontation between the free peoples of the planet against the controlling New World Order scum. Totally ruthless, bloodthirsty, king rats that must be brought down if we're to live in peace. You'll always have corruption, you'll always have problems in a human society, but it's waxing worse and worse. We're reaching a critical mass of corruption, and for every action, an equal or greater reaction, as I've always said. I couldn't believe it when he says that in V for Vendetta.
We are the reaction to that, and we're going to win. Daniel Estulon, you know, a lot of people believe we can't win. They get upset when I have successes and when I'm reaching out and when we're having victories. They think, how can this be happening? How can we be having victories? Because we have the people on our side. We have a lot of people in security services on our side. A lot of people in government on our side. All these top generals and people and founders of Delta Force and others are going public agreeing with us. I mean, everybody isn't bad. We've got to have courage. Some of us had to have courage first and get others to go with us on this. I mean, your view on winning. Can we win, Daniel?
Oh, absolutely we can win. For example, I have over 600 sources in the secret services around the world, from the Mossad people to the MI6, MI5 people in Britain, KGB in the Soviet Union, Russia, the RCMP people in Canada, CIA, FBI, NSA, I have people from all over the world coming forth and telling me all kinds of wonderful information. And, of course, we can win because deliverers, well, they are very, very afraid. And, again, you can see just from the results, astounding results. For this. I mean, it's a Bilderberg book of the year. My book was nominated, won the award for the best nonfiction book in Canada by a prestigious independent newspaper. And, I do mean independent newspaper. In Portugal, people forced the publisher to put the book back on the shelves. And now it's sold out. Now it's in the second edition.
By the way, Europe rejected EU expansion. The Pan-American Union failed in its expansion last year.
Absolutely. The window of opportunity is closing. And I think what a lot of people don't understand is how is it that you and I can actually do this on the radio? How can a group of people get together and openly talk about the
Yeah, they ask, why are we still alive?
Well, Bilderberg is working on a systemic methodology. It means they don't need to control 6 billion people from around the world. What they need to do is they just need to control key people in all the top most important institutions. So, for example, they control the International Monetary Fund through the President Rodrigo Rato, who's a Spaniard, who's also a member of the Bilderbergers. They control the World Bank through Paul Wolfowitz, it's the neocon, Republican Straussian. They control the United Nations through the through Kofi Annan, who is, of course, the reason that man got into the position where he got into is because he's married into the Wallenberg family, which is the most important and powerful Swedish family and one of the key members of the Bilderberg elite. So all in all, there's probably about 50,000-60,000 of them controlling 6 billion people, and that's what you need to do. You don't need to control an entire institution, just the top policymakers in each group. And what they're most afraid of is that all of us, see, they don't care if people stand up and start protesting gay rights, anti-gay rights, pro-family, anti-family abortion. They don't care about that. As long as all of us do not stand up and begin protesting against one common cause, that's when they get very, very scared, because there are very, very few of them. So the idea is divide and conquer. And if we can stay the course, if we can keep the eye on the prize, and the proverbial prize is the freedom, and that's what we're fighting for. And that's why I think you're doing a wonderful job, and it's great to have you fighting on our side.
Well, Daniel, I want to be sure. Well, thank you, sir. I agree with you. I want to get you on the show as soon as Bilderberg is over, and we're about to end our interview, but don't hang up as soon as we got a break. I just want to talk to you off air for 1 minute here in just a minute or two when this broadcast ends. But I think we can defeat these people, and I think country by country we can take our countries back and then arrest them and then or run them to Switzerland or run them to ground in London and then one day actually go and arrest them there and put them behind bars. Would you like to see that?
I would very much like to see that. I hope it happens in my lifetime.
What do you see happening?
I know definitely in Rockefeller's lifetime he's not going to see the Bilderbergers win.
Exactly. They're losing. Their window is closing, and they're like a race car that's got the pole position, but their engine's on fire. And they've got 5 laps to go. I don't think they can make it, Daniel.
That's a good analogy, Alex.
What do you think's going to happen in the next year in a nutshell?
Well, I think oil, that's going to be the most important. It's always the most important area of discussion. We talked about it last year. I said in my Bilderberg report from 2005 that the price is going to go up to about $150, $200 a barrel. Just before the Bilderberger meeting 2005 in Rotterdam, Germany, it was, I believe, at $41 or $42. Then today or yesterday, it went up to 69.7, which is 70. It's almost doubled in price. And again, it doesn't matter if there's plenty of oil, if we're running out of oil, what's called the peak oil phenomenon. The point is that you and I both agree that these people are trying to give the impression of scarcity of oil to get the power into fewer and fewer hands. And we're going to see that's going to be the principle behind it all. And, of course, all the interventions, be it from Iran to Saudi Arabia through the Emirates, Iraq, etc., all of that has to do with the oil control for the last remaining bits of oil.
You're right. Daniel Eston, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're going to have open phones. Cover the news for the next hour, the last half of this hour, half of the next. And I got a guest coming on who writes for a mainstream news publication in Canada. Never has a story shot down. Went to the newspaper. Stories are all over it. But he wrote one about Charlie Sheen and 9/11, and they said, no, no. No, 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 no. So only negative hit pieces in mainstream media. So we'll just, it's not just about Charlie Sheen. It's about a look into the control, a look into censorship. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free number to get involved on air and to join us. And, boy, I got a big stack of news here I haven't even scratched the surface of yet. I've already had two great guests on. We covered several issues, and so anything you want to talk about, any news item, any discussion, if you disagree with me, agree with me, whatever, we're going to take some calls and get back into the news here right now. I do want to encourage all of you to cease the procrastination, to go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to peruse the safe, secure, online video and bookstore shopping cart, to look at all the 9/11 books and videos I carry that I haven't even produced, or books about the war, books about the New World Order, or books about the Illuminati and their bizarre activities. My new film, The Order of Death, when you get it, new footage inside Bohemian Grove, shot by an employee last year inside the idol up close. What the elites are doing, what the locals are up to, weird rituals we caught on tape there. And then, of course, another two-hour film, The Original Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, re-edited, updated, new information added. You get that absolutely free on the same DVD, or if you want it, we've got it in VHS, too. The Order of Death, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove combo, $24.95. And then you get a second copy. There's a bunch of big discounts. We've got DVDs, films I've made as low as $5.95 a piece. As low as $5.95 a piece. You need to have these videos. You need to get them and burn copies of my films and get them out to people. We've got Dylan Avery's Loose Change Second Edition that has sent shockwaves across the nation. And I'm not kidding. We had people, when I was out in L.A., I'd be at the mall, went to see a movie, and it was Sunday, with my friend I was with, and we were people coming up to him, people coming up to me, talking about my films, talking about Avery's film, talking. It was just so exciting. We're at a restaurant just outside eating hamburgers Monday. People come up, parking lots, grocery stores, on the street, restaurants. Again, yesterday, just 9-11, 9-11, thank you for 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11, 9-11. Thank you for what you did on 9-11. But I'm digressing. The point is that people are awake big time. Muy grande wake-up call. So you need to get the 9-11 films and books we carry at InfoWars.com right now. Go to InfoWars.com to get hard copies delivered to your door, or go to PrisonPlanet.tv, get a 15-cent-a-day membership. You can go download and burn copies of all my films. We're running that special. Today is the last day. They're taking it down, what, in like 2 hours. When the show ends today, they're going to take down the special where you get over 5 months free when you get a year membership. You pay for a little over 6 months. It comes out to 5.3 months free. So you pay for 6.7 months, you get 5.3 months free. Or go get a monthly $5.95 membership. And just try it out, PrisonPlanet.tv, and your purchase, your support, makes this broadcast and the websites and all we do our expanding fight against the globalists possible. So PrisonPlanet.tv to see it all online, or InfoWars.com to order hard copies, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And we're carrying a new film about the founding of America and the globalists and the Illuminati and the New World Order. That's really professional and really hot. So be sure and go to InfoWars.com and check out that on the main page as well. A lot of new materials we're carrying at InfoWars.com. Or again, 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. People ask every day, how do we support you? How do we get behind you, Alex? Just get the videos, get the books, get the materials, make copies of them, tell people about the radio show. But you can talk yourself blue in the face to your neighbors, your family, your pastor, your priest, your rabbi, whatever, your college dorm roommates. A film will turn them around. These films are very effective. My films, other films, you need to have them. Books on tape. We have audio books that are excellent as well. PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com. All right. Let's go ahead and take some calls. Tony in Arkansas. Thanks for holding here on the air.
Alex, blessing to talk with you always.
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you. I had just a couple comments to acknowledge. I hope you guys are aware, when you mention this often, but when you're making an impact, you know that by how the emperor is moving his forces against you. And at first, for the last, I've been awake for about 2.5 years, and you were a key element on that. And if I could have this comment, give a shameless plug for one of your websites, because you're one of your, well, if I could do it real fast, Prison Planet TV has been the force in me being able to wake up about 20 people within my family and friends, and they listen, like you said, but until they see those videos, I just can't believe what you guys do with Prison Planet TV. But the main point is, the first was just a little Popular Mechanics hit piece. Okay, that came out. You guys were making a wrinkle. You, the 9/11 Truth Movement.
Yeah, Vanity Fair attacked me. American Legion magazine attacked me. The New York Times, the Washington Post attacked me. And that didn't work, so then they launched all their paid bloggers. And some of them we know are on the payroll.
Okay, but the ones that are now going massive mainstream are evidence that this is breaking through and they're getting concerned. When Charlie came out, this is what I noticed. A week later, did you notice, of course, Massawi suddenly confesses. He had been holding off against admitting anything to the degree, and you guys had the information up that he had the belt on. He's up there totally saying, oh, yeah, Bin Laden gave us the order. And there's this Flight 93 movie on cable came out, and then the massive new one that's going to be released in Hollywood on screens around the country. That's going to be Flight 93. But the thing that's disgusting that I cannot stand is if anybody's watching their news, is going to be blasted on all day today, is the supposed black box recorder of Flight 93 with them breaking into the cabins now been aired to all these people. And first of all, I can't stand it when I'm listening to it because they use the term once they break into the cockpit, somebody, they said, says roll it. Well, for the morons out there, obviously they're going to stand there and go, oh, that's Todd Beamer. Oh, that's Todd. Why would he say let's roll and then get in the cockpit and go roll it while he's in the middle for a struggle for his life?
It's all staged. I mean, 15 years ago, they could show Forrest Gump shaking hands with JFK. I mean, it's such a joke. We know their official story's a lie, so whatever perfume they put on it, you can't put perfume on a latrine. And it's just putting perfume on a bucket of bull.
Amen. And I just guess what I wanted to say, though, as upsetting as this was, and I try to do everything I can to wake people up, really it's optimistic because you guys are, clearly they can see you're having an impact because they've got to now get it mainstreamed and not in a direct way to acknowledge that you guys are there, but in an indirect way to say, look at all this evidence. So anyway, you guys, God bless you. Keep it up. Charlie Sheen, all of you. I mean, George Nuri, you're having a major impact because the Emperor's having to move the Empire's forces to at least acknowledge what you're doing is making inroads into America. So thank you very much.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the call, Tony. We're going to talk to Kevin and General Payne, Joe, and others. Kevin in Alabama, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Mr. Jones?
Yes, sir.
Hey, I have a couple of things that just... Sir?
Yeah. Hi, Kevin.
Can you hear me?
I sure can, yeah.
All right. I have a couple of things that disturb me about Charlie Sheen coming out about 9/11. I have pictures of him at globalist elite meetings of him coming into them. So he's a part of the Illuminati. I also have a problem with the BYU professor. He is, everybody knows about Mormons, Mr. Jones. So, I mean, would you like to address that?
Just keep going, buddy. You got your time. I'm going to comment on it, then you're off the air. Go ahead.
I'm done. That's all.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Kevin. Okay. Kevin's called before, and he's always mad at me, and that's fine. We went to his call. Charlie Sheen knows Bill Clinton, and Charlie Sheen knows all these elites. And if you could only know Charlie Sheen like I know Charlie Sheen, and I'm just not going to even sit here and talk about private stuff, okay? His whole family knows about everything, and they know all about vaccines, and they know all about the New World Order, and they know about all of it. And you know, there's been a big wake-up call for liberals the last few years. I mean, George Clooney's calling Hillary Clinton horrible names in the press. Okay? They've woken up. And, Martin Sheen's out there protesting Abu Ghraib. He's out there protesting Camp X-Ray. They're out there doing that. They do things in charity you don't even know about. And so you say you've got pictures of him going into elite meetings. I don't know what that means. I know they've been to the White House and stuff or been at Democratic events, 10 years ago, whatever. But I don't really understand what you're even talking about. I mean, Charlie Sheen made a bold statement. He's taken a lot of risk. If you only knew, you just have no idea. Now, I was just out in California for 3.5 days. That's all I'm going to say. And you have no idea how serious all of this is. Okay? And it's just frustrating. It is so incredibly frustrating that as we start winning, as we start having an effect, we're here to win. We're here to get people to join us. That you freak out and go wild. I am not a Mormon. And there's a difference between your mainline Mormons and your temple Mormons. And there's a group of Mormons above those Mormons. And, you know, I'm not here. This is not a religious broadcast. I'm not here to attack the Mormons, the Protestants, the Catholics, the whatever. I do not agree with the doctrine, and now they'll have Mormons call in now and attack me. I don't agree with that doctrine. I don't agree what's going on. I don't agree with the fact that Orrin Hatch is supposedly a conservative Mormon, and look at all the stuff he pushes for. But and there are 100 other shows that talk about this and cover this, and they don't have a lot of listeners because people just get sick of it, all this sectarian fighting. I don't even know, is Dr. Stephen Jones, Professor Jones, is he a Mormon? I mean, so what? The guy's gone public and talking about how the towers were, I mean, let's go find out what Kevin Ryan is, the Underwater Laboratory. I never found out, maybe he's not a Christian, maybe he's a Mormon, maybe he's a Zoroastrian, I mean, maybe he's a Buddhist. I don't know what Kevin Ryan is, but he underwrote the towers. And then they went and did structural steel tests and said it's impossible what happened. So instead of him getting fired because the results came out, they said, yeah, just keep quiet about these. And then he went public saying something's wrong here valiantly. He lost his job, been blackballed, been threatened. A bunch of other stuff happened. But let's not focus on his courage. Let's go find out what Kevin Ryan's up to. Let's go find out about Morgan Reynolds. Let's go find out about all these other people. I mean, they're definitely doing it for the right reason. They're definitely pointing us in the right direction. I mean, let's go find out about Michael Meacher. Let's go find out about Andres Rombulo's background. Let's go find out about Ron Paul's background. Let's go find out about Cynthia McKinney's background. Or let's focus on her shoving a cop that grabbed her instinctively off of her. Big deal. You know, it's always a distraction. It's always a diversion. It's always how many angels can dance on the head of a pin. And, you look at people in the arena. Well, what I had to love was people emailing me and posting and saying, why isn't Charlie Sheen in front of the White House right now? Why isn't Charlie Sheen, why aren't you leading a protest in front of Building 7 right now? Well, there have been those, and I have been there, and I have been there and protested it with a video camera and had cops threaten to arrest me and given speeches there and then made a film so you can see it where, protesting is like a 1,000-year-old technology, 5,000-year-old technology of the pen being mightier than the sword. What do you think videos and books are? What do you think this radio show is? This is, people always say, come speak to our group of 500. We'll pay you. Come fly out here and do this, do that. I don't do a lot of that because I go, wait a minute, I can stay home, do my own radio show, and do 20 radio interviews this week and talk to 10 million people. Or I can go talk to 500 and get that primitive monkey feeling that so many people get addicted to, somebody in the Patriot movement, who salivate of getting up in front of a crowd. Because it's that primitive connection. It's being, I'm the leader monkey. It's just, believe me, folks, I'm not into being a leader. I'm not into being adored and into all of this. I'm into getting you to take action. I'm into getting others to take action. When I get some heavy to go public, and there's a lot of other big heavies that we're very close to getting to go public, and they're watching what happens with Charlie because he hit the barbed wire first. And regardless what you think of these big people in Hollywood or in music or in whatever, people do pay attention to them. And so they're watching this. And I have no doubt that it'll be the little COINTELPRO operatives that attack them. And, of course, I'm not saying you're a COINTELPRO, sir. What happens is that it's a snowball. They've got a few paid blogs and a few paid groups that they first quack it out, and then you parrot it. And, it's like the thief hanging next to Christ, and the other people are laughing at him that are on their crosses, saying mean things to him, and the thief says, how can I be with you? How can I repent? How can I be led into... And he just said, you've done it. Tonight you'll be with me. Today you'll be with me in paradise. I mean, so, look at who Christ was out there working with. Look at who he was with, the prostitutes, and he was with the tax collectors, and he was with the cops. Who did God choose? Saul of Tarsus, this guy who tortured and murdered and killed Christians. And God knocked him off his horse and knocked him down in the ditch and took him. And then as you see people getting knocked off their horses in every way, and then you get mad when they get knocked off their horse. And I think it's because, and when they join us, because there's certain people, it's kind of cliquish, it's elitist. No, we go to our little meetings, five of us, and we've got all the answers, and we're going to lose, and we're losers, and there's nothing we can do, and anybody who's successful is bad. And because there is a certain element, it's a small minority of this movement, who aren't agents, who aren't paid bloggers, and there's a lot of those too, but that's still a minority, who just are mad at life, who are negative in the wrong aspects, who don't believe they can affect change, who don't believe they can get involved, who don't believe they can ever do anything, and who are mad at life and mad at everything, and never been successful. So it's just hating the New World Order is an extension of that. I'm here to win. We're going to come back and talk to General Payne. Please hold from England. I want to see who would call themselves General Payne. Maybe he really is a general, or maybe that's a nickname. Sounds like a pro wrestler. But seriously, General Payne, we'll go right to you after this quick break. And then Joe and others, and continue with your calls and a bunch of news into the next hour. But we need to encourage people that go public. I mean, Charlie Sheen did good things. Look at the fruits. He woke a lot of people up. He pushed the 9/11 movement over the edge to a whole new level. I mean, it really came at the right time. We already had a lot of momentum and we're growing, but it just really grew. It bloomed. Look at the fruits. Test it. It's good. It's very good. And that's who God uses. He doesn't use perfect people. In fact, none of us are perfect. So get the stick out of your own eye before you tell us to get the beams out of our eyes. Believe me, I know I got beams in my eyes, okay? Believe me. But, you know, God's used me. I'm not a naive person. I'm a pretty mean person. I've been a very worldly person. But I know who I work for. And he isn't on this planet.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the documented truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
nation as we crash through the lies and disinformation. Information kamikazes smashing every millisecond into their flagships of propaganda, laying waste to the New World Order's great design, tearing down their architecture, invading their entire grid, bringing victory to the fight against the New World Order! Let's go ahead and talk to General Payne, joining us from the United Kingdom. Go ahead, caller.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say, first of all, before I hit off on the actual topic I wanted to speak about, I've got my martial law and order of death and Codex Magica. And I think everybody should at least invest in martial law as a minimum. The puppet show, the puppet segment. Do you remember the little puppet?
Yeah, I did that with the puppet, yeah.
It was you, weren't it?
Yeah, it was me.
It was brilliant. Loved it. I loved it.
Well,
loved
a lady
it.
Had a puppet out on the street of George Bush, and I did it in one take. I said, just move his hands along with me, and we just did that outside a restaurant. Yeah,
it was fantastic.
I love the New World Order.
Yeah. sorry, I'm saying like a and the Michael Moore interview that he didn't want to give. It's the American way or something like that. What are you talking about? And David Gergen, we know that's a classic right there. He wanted to fight you. And then when you stood up to him like, yeah, and what? You know, he's like, he's backing down. But
this weekend I walked into this big Hollywood house, and there's all these Hollywood bigwigs sitting around waiting for me to arrive. And guess what's on the big screen TV? Martial law, right at the David Gergen part. It was fun.
Really?
Yeah.
You're martial law?
Sure, yeah. I mean, I was already there with somebody, and he took me over to somebody else's house, and I walk in the door, and there's a stack of my videos on the table, and there's all these people sitting on these couches watching, you know, biggest big screen TV you've ever seen, unless it was hanging in Times Square with martial law on it.
Oh, dear.
So the point is, the word's out, but go ahead.
Yes, we're winning. We are definitely winning, and I think the reason why... My opinion, for what it's worth, Berlusconi's got a problem because they shot an Italian, tried to shoot an Italian, this is my assumption, they tried to shoot an Italian journalist and they murdered the bodyguard. And they was arrogant with the Italians who were part of the coalition.
You're talking about right outside the Baghdad airport.
That's right. He therefore, or they would say,
and now he's been kicked out of office, and now he's disputing the last election they had. But go ahead.
Well, he is because in retaliation, the riot video came out about people shooting people. You know, I think it was the one where they were driving around to the Elvis Presley music.
Yeah, just private contractors just killing innocent people for fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and it came for the Italians, so I think it's just revenge. And right now, he's lost the election. But they're squabbling behind the scenes to see if he can get back in and whatever. And they've got that mafia guy in Sicily, who probably was a friend of Berlusconi's anyway. So it's just a warning, you know?
Exactly.
That's my opinion, for what it's worth. Paul, sorry, Alex, I don't mean to take too much of your show up. But Paul said something, and I thought, well, let me just say something about that, and then I'll leave you to get on with your show. And it was to do with the Al-Qaeda. Hang on. I've wrote some notes. So many notes here.
I know, I understand. We're almost out of time. Go ahead and make your point.
I better leave it. I really wanted to say so, but you're rapid. You're doing all right. Don't worry about anybody else. You're waking up people all the time. We get you over here in the UK from time to time, and don't worry about it. It's all good. Just keep going on. Do what you do.
I will, sir. Thanks to people like you out there supporting us. All right, third hour coming up. Strap yourselves in.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.